That's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's caught it. Sheeran!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody to another exciting edition of the VAR show with your hosts today, going to be the one, the only, the 9 times Ballon d'Or winning, unless Messi wins it this year, then he doesn't want a Ballon d'Or, best player of the season, best player of the year, best presenter of the year, best personality of the year.
Okay.
Best of the year. The one, the only, DJ Stones. And with him here is...
is the Grammy winning presenter.
Because he's an actor.
The Oscar winning actor. MTV Music Awards winning actor. Radio Song of the Year Award actor. Metro FM.
What are you winning? At this point, just winning everything.
Best Behavior Award.
Best Behavior
Most
Award.
Most Improved in English.
Okay.
DJ Sticks.
DJ Sticks.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you are listening to the VAR show, and you're listening to DJ Sticks and Stones. We will not break your bones, but deliver you a great show.
Yes.
But before we get into the Nations League drama.
Yes.
The Newcastle buyout.
Ooh.
Ronaldo just being Ronaldo.
Messi just being GOAT.
Messi just messing around.
Mm.
We are going to listen to this hot track. Shine, boy, you know, she said that you're living in a serious time. Me nah go up in a company where you be full of fools and blinds. They know the light I go shine. Boy, you know, she said that you're living in a perilous time. God's word say we have to follow charity. We can't add to the words of the prophecy. We stand firm in our faith of Christianity. To reach me, you have to first pass the Trinity. But you just don't have the capability. That evil life now they can separate me. If you touch job, you have to ask the authority. The Lord allow you to the children of his family. So he's happy to say small immorality. You can't dig in on me fetching your pornography. Say man a Christian, you know, system me no 23. Me and me wife and me now commit adultery. Me now go out in a company where you only have a fools and blinds. We know the light that go shine. Why you know system that you're living in a serious time. Me now go out. In a company where you only have a fools and blinds. They know me light a go shine. Why you know see say that you living in a single sky. Them give your cocky and fist and you go to cemetery. Them give your money to advance prosperity. You drive a Lexus so you feel like you are somebody. Though you're in a prison and I wonder where you should be. But it no good to your balance or no company. Like the good and the bad and the ugly. You must walk with like an security. Them name surely goodness and mercy. I got me serve so me can let me own free. Me serious when me talk, me no junkie. Pass Ephesians 3:20 tells me. No matter him that is able to do exceeded the budget. Me nah go out. In a company, little only have a fools and blinds. They know me light, I go shine. Why you know, see that you living in a serious time. Me nah go out. In a company, we only have a fools and blinds. They know me light, I go shine. Why you know, see that we living in a serious time. Some put a mess, don't put a minute, and I said, I'm on a version. Come again, but I'm on a first song, but I'm on a fight. This is the key, shall we need? So give it to the kid. Who passed on the young, they play a show. Yes, indeed. Tell me you have a benefit. When blind, I need blind to the precipice. Well, that's Satan designed me to it. I
just Christ by me mind, me no prejudice, but me is a specialist. Yeah, we gonna check this, because me represent the Father as a witness. And whatever the problem is, him we fix it. It no matter if our bills are sickness, we close like a sandwich biscuit. Hear me, or you feel lead when you just got securely. No evil, no fight like we cheery. Nobody steer me, no dear me. You me know why you come near me. Me not over. In a company where you only have a booze and blinds, they know the light a go shine. Boy, you know this is that you're living in a perilous time. Me nah go back. In a company where you only follow booze and blinds, they know your light a go shine. Boy, you know this is that you're living in a serious time.
We are back. Yeah, oh. We are back.
What a jam.
What a jam.
What a jam.
And now let us start off with the Nations League. You know,
the Nations League roundup.
The only fun thing about international break right now was the Nations League.
It was.
Yeah. You know, something people don't know about, if you go search Nations League on Google, you know, on your phone, get a cool thing where it allows you to shoot out fireworks in France's color.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because spoiler alert.
Why France? Won. Oh, that's why France.
So it was a great Nations League finals.
Oh, that was a great final.
France coming out as the victors 2-1 with the most questionable onside. Very questionable. You know, and obviously, I think it was Mbappe's goal.
Yeah. Of course,
was kept onside.
VAR.
And it was because of VAR. And not was, and they said it was on, because also the call that was made right there, and they said he was on, and they said basically, when the ball was given through, I forgot which was the defender there, but they said he kicked it forward. Like, you know, as he was trying to, like, you know, like slide.
Okay.
Like,
oh,
he kicked it forward,
flip.
And that kept the game, the ball onside. They said he shouldn't have attacked.
Also,
but I find that kind of dumb. You know, as a defender, if I see you at the corner of my eye, my response is going to be, I have to tackle this guy. I don't care if you're onside or offside. I'm not going to take the risk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, oh, but he was offside. Then I find out that there was another player down there that I wasn't seeing that kept him onside. You know,
it's still offside. Like offside is offside.
Offside is offside.
As soon as the ball leaves the passer's foot, and you're off.
You know, and I it was quite crazy. But overall, you know, France had a very good game, beating Spain 2-1 with a goal from Karim Benzema and Mbappe, and Spain's only goal from Adrizalba.
No. It's Oyarzabal.
I will get good with these names.
And a guy, man.
One way or another.
It sounded Turkish first, when I first saw it.
He looks Turkish. Yeah. Looks very Turkish. Pretty solid lineups came against each other, you know, with...
very solid lineup.
With the Chelsea back, what's his name? AZP.
Oh.
Very hard.
Oh, Kepa.
Yes, Kepa, yes. Azil.
Kepa.
With back with him was Eric Garcia's Laporte and Alonso. Gavi, Biscuits, and Hernandez in the midfielder, the City one. The one who has a different name on his
Rodri.
T-shirt. I don't know why they do. I just put Rodri.
Rodri. Yeah,
like,
Rodri.
Just put what is on his T-shirt on there, you know?
Yeah, I know. They are complete.
Ferran Torres. The guy who scored the goal. And Sarabia for France it was the back three of Kipembe, Varane who got injured, and Koundé. Pavard,
solid.
Pogba and Hernandez, Griezmann in the center, Mbappe and Karim Benzema.
Flip, that's a solid lineup.
That was a very very solid lineup.
FIFA lineup, right?
But again, you know, like all things, like all things, you know. It's still, again, it's not a big enough international tournament. It's not. So, like, it still feels like a glorified international friendlies, you know?
Yeah.
It's still, I don't know.
Can't compare to the Champions League. It should be bigger, technically.
It kind of should be bigger, but I feel like it does not have that edge. But think about, since we're still in the topic of UEFA, I mean, with national teams, Denmark and Germany have secured their place inside the World Cup.
Flip for 2022.
For 2022.
Officially.
Officially. Germany in. Becoming the first team to qualify for the 2022 World Cup.
Damn, that is... Oh, now you know Germany is there.
Yeah, Germany is there. But now, you know, it's like... They're obviously going to make it. They're one of the teams you always expect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like what happened with Italy in 2018. It's known as an upset.
Yeah.
And it's quite crazy.
Yeah, no, but I think for the big teams, knowing that Germany is in, it's like, one more problem.
And then to add on to this, you know.
okay.
You know, us being from South Africa.
All right.
You know, all the way. Right. Represent.
Yeah.
This week, South Africa won 1-0.
Boom.
Against Ethiopia.
Oof.
And with that,
yes,
it puts South Africa number one in their group with 4 matches played, 3 wins, 1 draw, 10 points.
Nice! No loss yet.
Second place being Ghana.
What? Ghana is second.
Yep, 4 games played, 3 wins, no draws, 1 loss.
Whoa.
And this is big, you know. South Africa is actually looking like they could qualify for the 2022 World Cup at this rate.
I know for 2010, South Africa was in, but
because we were the host nation.
Yeah, that's you can't really make it sound fancy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why we were there, because we're hosting it.
Yep.
Yay.
And we haven't even made it past the group stages.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. You know,
the current side
is looking very good. Obviously, after this, you know, top of each group, then go into the third rounds of qualifications.
Ooh,
you know?
that's where it really becomes
very interesting. And so far, the only two teams to qualify for that is Morocco and Senegal.
Ooh, tough sides.
So those are gonna be tough sides. But like I said before, you know, I normally don't back South Africa because they've had given us some hot takes before.
I know they have.
But overall, you know, this side is actually looking quite good.
It's full of youngsters.
It's full of youngsters as well.
The new coach came in and scrapped all the big names.
Yep.
And built from scratch.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's a very good looking squad. And let's see where we go through with them, you know.
Yeah, and now it's time to meet the Mo Salahs and the Marises and the Hakim Ziyechs and the Moneys.
Yeah, and we could do it. I can actually see us. This team gives me a small icky amount of.
Yeah, but let's compose ourselves.
Yep. And now on that, you know, talking about a restart.
Nice segue.
Fresh restart. Newcastle.
Ooh. Team of the week.
Has now been hitting headlines after headlines.
After
becoming not
day.
Only the most expensive purchase in football.
Ever.
But the richest club. In football.
In the world. Currently.
You know.
Past tensely.
As the Newcastle takeover finally came through.
Why Newcastle?
You know, they asked the Saudi prince and he made a joke. He's like, I told them I wanted a Newcastle.
Oh!
Ended up with a football club. That was a good joke. But it's quite crazy because now, like, basically... We touch a bit about it inside the live we had
on Saturday.
Go check it out.
And
basically what happened now is that in 2020 they tried this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what was happening was it wasn't allowed because basically one of the biggest things is this in Saudi Arabia you can get basically a knockoff version of BNQ, you know, BNQ, I think that's what they're called. The broadcaster, the Premier League broadcaster.
Oh, flip.
So you can get a knockoff version of it, you know, and it's allowed to pass, you know, then there's no anything to stop it or anything like that.
So
the Premier League wasn't happy about that.
It's like
that.
Piracy.
Yeah,
in a way.
No, not in a way. It is piracy.
Okay, it is piracy.
It's just pure piracy.
Stealing.
Straight up piracy.
All right.
And obviously, plus that, there was also like a huge amount of pressure on them by the amnesty committees and stuff about because of all the human rights violations that the Saudi prince is involved in, you know, because now this is if I'm not mistaken, this is the crown prince who's now owning Newcastle.
What?
You know,
the prince of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So there's like one of the princes own Man City. Yes, it is Man City.
What?
Yeah, don't you know?
Us?
Yeah. That's why I keep calling you guys oil money.
Oh.
Yeah, then
makes sense.
PSG is owned by the what's called the UAE, the United Emirates.
these guys, man.
Yeah. But basically, going back to this, is now so that what happened now, from what they've said, is that all they're going to have to do is back them up, like financially and stuff. But yeah. He's not allowed to have any say, as in a board. Like, he's not allowed to have any board seats or board control over the club. So he does have a representative that's there, but okay. He himself
for him. Okay.
Cannot be involved with the football club, obviously, because of the human rights violations and stuff. So that was the agreement that they came into. But obviously, like, these things are quite tricky. Because then they're very vague in what they mean by he's not allowed. What do they mean by he does not have specific power in the club?
How much power does he
have? How much power does he have? How much? Because again, like, I'm not going to get into all the politics in this part, you know, but again, this is Sports Wash.
Yeah, it is.
It is Sports Wash. It is them doing these type of things so that you can associate their name with what they're doing to Newcastle. And I remember this is my opinion. This is my personal opinion. You know, I remember there was a video showing the Newcastle guys celebrating, and basically you see this guy wearing that whole
yeah
costume that they wear, that clothing that they wear, I don't know what it's called, right?
Me too.
And then he has the thing over his head tied as well, and he has the face of the crown prince on, and he's just like dancing and celebrating and stuff like that.
Whoa.
And already you can see that guy now is having a positive image. You know, nobody is asking him specific questions, you know, like, what is happening in your country?
Mm.
But over and above that, you know, like I said, I'm not going to get into political about the whole situation. It's some of these fans are now kind of hypocritical, because we stood up against the Super League saying that, no, this is a money move that could destroy football. And then you allow a takeover like this. You're happy for a takeover like this to happen, where it's just a big money move that could potentially ruin football.
Yeah.
Because as hard as the Premier League is, the only thing that makes the Premier League as hard as it is obviously it's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, there's some sort of wealth and good development in the youth there.
Yeah.
So even if you're a Man City that buys all the good players, you're going to have a challenge. It's not a walk in the park.
It's not
like in PSG where, like, PSG, you barely have development happening. You know, it's mostly just they're buying players.
Bah, 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 bah.
But the more you have big people just buying out players and buying out teams. I mean, buying out players let me restructure this. I'm saying this so bad. The more you have, like, you know, princes and stuff just buying out clubs, the less development you're going to have in the football there, because now people wouldn't look at their development anymore. They'll just go buy a player.
I have the money. Let's buy that guy. Plays good. Okay, let's buy that guy there. Where's Ronaldo? Oh, buy him.
Buy him, you know. Buy that player. Buy the next player. And now there's no development.
That sucks, man.
You know? It really hampers the development of...
It kills football.
Yeah, it slowly will kill football. You're basically now going into what a Super League would have been, and the problem, because, you know, the Premier League won't suffer from it because you'll have just the greatest sides.
Mm.
But now a team that comes from the second division, what are their chances?
Yeah,
you know,
no chance.
They have no chance in staying up. And now the players that are playing well there, it's going to be really hard to compete now.
Mm.
To really leave a mark.
Mm.
You know, and that's my problem with this takeover. Now, on the other side, the more positive side, the good that this takeover brings. Obviously, for the past 14 years, they've been struggling with, Mike Ashley, the previous owner of Newcastle.
Yeah.
They've been struggling with him, where it's the same problem that United have been having with the Glazers, where it's, you guys are making money. Where is this money going? Why aren't we developing the club? Mm. You know, the lady who's going to be standing in, that will be standing in as the CEO,
mm-hmm,
of Newcastle, I think it's Sterling. So she walked to the training pitch and she's like, it's awful. That's one of the first priorities they need to change. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue we have, that they were having with Newcastle, is that they have an owner who makes a lot of bucks, who's getting money from this club, you know, being able to advertise his company through the club. But then he's not giving money to the club.
Yeah.
You know? That's the big issue they've been having. But obviously now he's out, which is good.
And very good.
It's very, very good. But overall, let's see where they take this, you know. I saw a meme because Pedri, I can't even believe this, Pedri has a release clause of about 1 billion euros.
Oof.
And then showed the crown prince saying, challenge accepted. But again, what's important in this with this takeover and even and with the whole, why I also see the Pedri release clause as unrealistic, is the problem we have, I see in these things, is that financial fair play now really needs to be enforced more than ever.
Yeah, for sure. No. For sure.
It needs to be enforced heavily. I don't know where Man City has the money to buy Grealish for 100 million. Who did y'all sell to get that money? Ticket sales weren't high. I bet you ticket sales aren't high for Man City.
Yeah.
I can promise you. You know?
T-shirts.
I don't think your t-shirt sales are that high.
Sponsorships.
I think it's mostly sponsorships. But who's sponsoring your guys with this money?
Puma. What?
I doubt.
Puma. Audi. Yo.
You know, and this is the issue, that it needs to become as strict as how the Spanish football dealt with the whole Messi thing.
Yeah.
Because they knew the repercussions for La Liga if Messi leaves.
I don't care who you are.
You know? They knew that Messi leaving is a huge chunk of their money leaving, because the viewership is going to drop drastically.
Tremendously. Mm-hmm.
And the issue is that they stuck. And I said it. I said it in the show. I'll respect them heavily if they stick by it. And I respect La Liga heavily for that.
La Liga.
Because they stuck irregardless, you know, of the money that they could make. Because they could have bent the rules. They almost bent the rules the first time he wanted to leave, where they were like, they're gonna also try and stop him leaving.
Yeah.
But they stuck by it. They're like, hey, this is our rules. You guys are in breach of these rules. You can't sign him back. And that's what the Premier League is now needing to do. Where they need to actually investigate in these guys. And they're like, no, but like now, if Newcastle in January, okay, maybe now, yes, they can say that it's some of the takeover money that they're spending. But they can't afford to buy a whole lot of stars. It will be openly corruption. It will show blatant corruption. You know, if you look at when Man City got bought, they didn't go and just buy out all the stars. They built up. Number one, obviously, it's going to be impossible, because right now, even if they have the money that's backing them, no young good player is going to go to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
You know, I don't think Newcastle is going to play European football next season.
Yeah, that's
I
a
think
long shot.
They're going to barely stay up, or they're going to be mid-table.
That's best.
And then next season, maybe it's a different story. But they're going to fight for Europa.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it's going to take time before they can really attract your Haaland, your Mbappe.
Ooh, no.
I don't see it anytime soon.
Ooh, might never.
But what are your thoughts on, as we close, on Newcastle?
This is the first real takeover that I'm seeing. I was still too young for the Man City one. And the PSG one. I was kind of young. It's exciting. You know, you want to still see good football being played. So it'll be cool if Newcastle does like a young Leicester thing, where they just, like, from every year, just improve. And hopefully later on becoming like a top 10, like a regular top 10 side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. Yeah. But, I am excited. Obviously the money means, more new talent coming in.
Yeah.
From the smaller clubs as well. Not just your big top 6 sides. So yeah. It's more competition in the Premier League.
Yeah, and that's what we always want. Like competition.
We just want football. That's where we're happy. Just give us football and we'll be fine.
So yeah, as we close off, I just want to go through. So this is based off of Talk Sports, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is basically 5 players they say are realistically linked. Oh, sorry, 8 players they're realistically linked with
Newcastle.
Already? I just want to get your take on these, right?
Okay, cool.
So the 8th person is Lacazette. Do you think that's a player they should be going for? What's your point of view?
I think if they get a player like him, it'll be good, because that's his name has weight.
Yeah.
And then also his form at Arsenal hasn't been good. Starting time, they haven't been putting him in. I'm sure he thinks he deserves to play.
Yeah.
So a club like Newcastle, where he'll become a regular, will be good for him.
Yeah.
And Newcastle. Cool. Lacazette and Wilson.
So the second one was James Tarawaski from Burnley, the Burnley defender.
Oh, I don't know him a lot. Yeah, where does he play?
For Burnley, the Burnley defender. Like I say, Burnley defender. Yeah. I kind of think it's... I don't think they should go for him.
No. Why?
I think, again, you're wanting to build up your squad. And he is a step up from what they have, not going to lie. But now this is when you can get proper young talent as well.
Proper people. Yeah.
I'm not going to go through all of them because some of them I really don't agree with. The other one, Donny van de Beek.
No.
I think it would be a huge step up.
No. For who?
And I think if they get him now, it puts him in a position where they can start building a team around him.
But not now, though.
Look, think about it. They get him January.
Right? Oh, no.
They get him January. All he needs to do is put a performance that keeps them in the league. They need to just make it to December. Remember, whatever they buy in December, January time, this December going to January time, mid-season, it's a squad that needs to hold them to January. Because they can't to the end of the season, not January, to the end of the season, right? And now what you can do is you now have a solid midfielder that you can build around and a very creative one.
But now, so I agree with that. But still, loan.
I think a loan with an option to buy.
Yeah, that is very good. See,
a loan with an option to buy.
That's good for both.
And I think they'll buy him. They would go for that option.
If he wants to stay, let him stay. But flip. Ajax, Man United, and then Newcastle. Flip, no, man.
But you see, that's the thing. Right now, Newcastle is here. Right now, Newcastle is lower than Man United and Ajax. But next season, if this January transfer, this is what they would call their winter transfer, and their summer transfer at the end of the season, right? If those two transfers are done well.
Successful.
They're going to have a top six side. Come the 2022-2023 season.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm saying loan is better. Loan with an option to buy. Because I still think we haven't seen enough from him, man. In Man United.
And you that's guys, Man United's fault. We have a manager that will play Fred over him.
It is.
You know, and for that alone, I swing towards saying he needs to leave. They need to kick him out of the team.
Okay, yeah.
You know, but...
That's a good point.
Ending with Frank Chiesi from... AC Milan, the number 79 in AC Milan.
Oh, that guy. Oof. Yeah, that's good.
Again, also very good.
Yeah,
very,
that's a good signing. Good. He's solid. Yeah.
He's going to be very solid for the team. But that is it from us this week. We hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yes.
And we are going to catch you same time.
Same place. This time with the Premier League.
With the Premier League being back.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Can't wait for this weekend.
Oh, Flip, I can't wait.
We're signing out.
Thanks.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter and Twitter at ActiveFM.
Instagram at ActiveFM777. And Facebook at
/ActiveFM.
Better know, Holy Ghost power to find him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know, like him so I can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know, to the pits of hell Jesus I find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know, and when him come back we just remind him. Ooh. They are a member when the devil did a ride me. Me was a sinner and the peace them deny me. When me a cook man, the devil hypnotize me. I know me feet are rich and now we not surprise me. Cause God never na me ask. Never care say Jesus dead pon the cross. All me a live for is the round of a glass. If I want me big up, give some Santa Claus. In a me head me hear a voice from the Lord. Paul, you a move too hard, take it easy. I me me bind up the fraud. Never know him would a slap him so hard. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power just bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. To the pits of hell Jesus I find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. And when him come back we just remind him.
the enemy. Nobody friend me. Me no say you are what I want and you want who are who. Me have the remedy. So fear the enemy. Me no say Jesus come and die and live again. It's true. So born again, me have a brand new character. Watch me, want to know if me a actor. The Holy Spirit come and guide me, my doctor. Turning back is not a factor. Watch ya. You can't tempt me with your money and fame. Been there and done that and win that the game. You can't tempt me with your pleasures and sin. That's why this a chorus me sing. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power does bind him. The devil get cool. Oh, you better know. Lick him so I can't find him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. To the tips of hell Jesus assign him. Him get cool. Oh, you better know. When him come back, we just remind him. Sometime a man figgin' coof again, coof again, coof. Oh no! That's a no love, because we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness. Devil and him chickeness. Call me yappy yappy, me a mago with me prettiness. That's a no happiness. One bag of slackiness. The blood of Jesus, coof him with godliness. Oh, you better know. Holy Ghost power to bind him. The devil get. Oh, you better know. Lick him so hard we can't find him. He get cool. Oh, you better know. And when him come back, we just